not aware of the ultimate cost to the consumer and how that's going to change. So I, in my own mind, want to answer the dollar question and see how it shakes out fairly to the public and to the constituents. And it's not to say I'm opposed to it all, it's simply to say that I do not have the answers on all the, on how the dollars shake down.
Representative
Furness, do you have any? Well, Mr. Chairman, following your lead, I sense a desire to want to move the legislation. You indicated it's been through about five different hearings or whatever. There are some amendments on the legislation that, in my opinion, serve to clarify as opposed to muddy the water. It's an issue that I don't think this committee will ever be able to come to grips with unless members take time to read the packet. And those packets are available prior to the meeting. Admittedly, I have an advantage here in that we did look at this last time, so I'm a little bit more familiar with it. But then again, some of my other colleagues were here too, and we held the testimony. If it's the chair's desire, I'll withdraw the motion.
Okay, then we will hold this bill for a later discussion. I hope everybody that's interested in it that would get up to speed on it so we can deal with the bill the next step.
Mr. Chairman, if we could also have those figures, the cost figures, I would have no problem moving the bill immediately if we could look at those cost figures as far as the impact on the municipality. You know, I have no problem with it. And I really don't have a problem if you want to move the bill out as long as
we will hold it. We're running tight. We've got to be on the floor in 5 minutes.
What about the impact on the utilities?
We're not on the floor today.
Don't we have floor?
No.
Oh, well, anyway.
This is Tuesday.
We got under the wire anyway. If there's nothing else to come before the committee,
when you
guys
tell me when you're going to get a packet? Would you get me a packet?
If you get a handle.